We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. It's the final game of a four-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Altoona Curve. Richmond's won three ball games in a row. They go for a series sweep tonight. One thing's had been in common for the last three games. They've all been comeback wins. We're joined by the Flying Squirrels manager, Willie Harris, in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. Now, when you see your team have three consecutive comeback wins, what does that tell you about where they are at this point in the season?
Oh, man, these guys have been grinding all year long. It's been a tough year for us record-wise, but it's been a lot of good things happening as far as guys developing and getting better. But just to see these guys come back these last 3 days and find ways to win the game, it just shows you a lot about their character. They never give up. They keep playing till the last out. And fortunately for us, we're finally starting to get some luck and some calls and some big hits in crucial situations, and it's causing us to get a couple wins.
Now, last night in particular, it was a 6-5 win for the Flying Squirrels in 11 innings. It was the first win for the Flying Squirrels this year, trailing after the 7th inning or later. You score 2 runs in the 9th to take the lead, end up winning it in extra innings, 6-5. As you're going through those last 3 innings, the 9th, 10th, and 11th, and you're trying to figure out how you're going to win this game, what are you telling the guys?
Pretty much, man. I just let the guys play. I just try to stay positive and keep them upbeat. And it's up to them to go out and perform. It's our job as a staff to give them all the information that they need, put them in situations to succeed, and it's up to them to perform. The expectations are high, not only for themselves, but from an organizational standpoint, expectations are high. And we're playing a tough game, man. This game is a game of failure, but these guys found ways the last 3 days to go out and win games, whether it be a big hit there or a big defensive play there or really good base running. I think that's been a huge plus for us the last 3 days, is going first to third and being on third base with less than 2 outs for the batter. And in situational hitting, these guys have done extremely well, a lot better than the first half, and it's been fun to watch.
Chatting here on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve with the Squirrels manager, Willie Harris, ahead of the final game of this four-game series between the Flying Squirrels and the Curve. 3 wins in a row for the Flying Squirrels. They go for a 4th consecutive win tonight. A big part of this past winning streak for the Flying Squirrels has been the offensive play of Ryan Howard. He's now on an 8-game winning streak. What have you noticed about him that's different now than you saw at the beginning of the season with him?
Oh, nothing, man. Ryan's the same. He went through a little funk earlier in the season where he was hitting balls hard right at people, and that's part of the game. And as soon as he starts to get hits and, you know, people feel like he's changed something, he hasn't changed. He's still a grinder. He's still a bulldog in the batter's box, on the field. He's a ball player. He's what I call a true baseball player, a guy who's always in the game. He's always playing hard. He's a grinder.
There are guys that don't change anything, and then they start finding results because they stick to their approach. And then there are guys that do change a couple of things, and they find results that way. For the guys who don't change something, how do you make sure that they stick with what they're trusting to kind of power through whatever struggles they have?
Just staying positive, man, and talking to them about the process. We're in a game right now where results are huge, and that's really all these kids want to see is results. But you have to understand the process and stick to the process and trust it. Trust your routine, and sooner or later, you're going to be where you're supposed to be in this game. If you're a 280 hitter, by the end of the season, you're going to be hitting 280. If you're a 220 hitter, by the end of the season, you're going to be hitting 220. This game has a way of evening out, so to speak. But these guys, man, they play hard. They get after it every single day. No matter what our record is, they get after it, and they know what's at stake.
Flying Squirrels taking on the Altoona Curve tonight at 6 o'clock at PNG Field. It's the final game of this mini road trip, then it's back home with the Diamond. The record at home, not as good as the record on the road. What is it about playing on the road that kind of gets you guys going?
Oh, that's a tough question, man. You know, you hear a lot of the players speak about how big our stadium is and how small the stadiums are on the road. I don't know if that plays a key in that, but, I mean, from a mental standpoint, you still have to go out and play the game. Once you move up the ladder, go to AAA, go to big leagues, there's some bigger parks and some smaller parks, so you have to adjust here. And it's up to those guys to go out and figure that out. They have to make the adjustment and get better playing at home, and we will do that. I know we only have maybe a month and a half left, but it's still plenty of baseball. No one really remembers how you started if you finished great. So hopefully these guys can go out and we finish strong this year.
And tonight you get a big boost to the starting rotation. Right-hander Logan Webb is back with the team. He's taking the mound tonight. First time we're going to see him start since very early in this season. What do you expect from him tonight?
Oh, man, I expect a bulldog on the mound. Very excited to have him back. Excited for him, excited for the team, excited for the organization. He's a very special player for us. We are all aware of what he's capable of doing. Hopefully he can go out here tonight and give us a good six innings. He's on a pitch count, so it's my job to take care of him and make sure he's healthy once this game is over. Just looking forward to him going out and competing. Like I said, he's a bulldog, man, and just looking forward to him pitching tonight.
How much would a sweep mean to you guys?
Well, for us, from a mental standpoint, it would be huge. Give us a good confidence boost. Going back home, have an off day tomorrow, then open up Tuesday against Portland, I think it'll be really good for us. But for the most part, winning, it's good to win, but that's not the most important thing. I think the most important thing is developing and putting these guys in situations to succeed. And once we do that, if we do that as a team, we'll come out with a win today and in the future. But a sweep today would be great, be a happy bus ride home. That's always important. So hopefully we can go out and execute and make plays behind our pitcher and give ourselves a good chance to win.
All right, Willie. Thanks very much and best of luck tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next and then first pitch at 6 o'clock on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.